Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers. Hello, I'm Lucy Porter, and am I being unreasonable to want a nap?
No, that is never unreasonable, Lucy. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to miss shopping at C&A.
I had a padded gilet from C&A. Bloody loved it. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and celebrated forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me.
Hello, we are back with the ABU podcast, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about the irrational things that scared you as a kid. In fact, some of them are quite rational, as far as I'm concerned. Things like, you know, Mr. Tickle.
Oh, don't get me started. Yeah, totally.
Terrifying. We're also going to be talking about the weirdest things people have done when you visited their house.
Oh, God, people are weird.
Why we even bother with people?
I'm with you on that one. And blogger Emma Conway, otherwise known as Brummy Mummy of Two, is this week's A-list adjudicator.
She is worth bothering with. She's good. Now, for many, the theme music for Doctor Who would have us diving behind the sofa.
Absolutely.
I mean, to be honest, our sofa was against the wall, so you couldn't dive behind the sofa unless you were very, very thin, which I wasn't. But for many AB posters, their childhood demons were not as conventional. As this poster states, she says, "My mother insists I was terrified of the chef from Sesame Street." She maybe means the chef from The Muppets. I'm trying to think of a chef in Sesame Street. Anyway, whoever it is, some sort of, it might be the Swedish chef. Do you remember the Swedish chef?
You know, it was so long ago, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was all very funny. But anyway, not, you would think, terrifying, but apparently she was terrified of this chef as a toddler and would howl whenever he appeared on screen. "I was also petrified by the 2-foot Bugs Bunny my brother bought me." Oh. A few years later, it was the Gorgs from Fraggle Rock. "I seem to have got over that fear, though. My fella resembles a blonde one slightly." he'll be delighted to hear that. "Was anybody else around here? Was anybody else around here equally odd?" Well, it turns out, yes.
Of course. And yeah, twice, thrice over. Here we go. "I was terrified that a rat would bite my bum while I had a poo on the toilet. My lovely sisters told me this could happen. It terrified me." I'm with you on that.
I'm still a little bit scared of that, to be honest.
Yeah.
On an unfamiliar toilet somewhere in a country area.
You're at your most vulnerable.
You really are.
You really are.
Well, we were watching something with the kids about someone who was assassinated by someone coming up from the toilet. And that has made toilet times very difficult for a few days with my children.
Is this true?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It's quite famous. It's like a Roman emperor or something, but it's just momentarily left my brain. But yeah, no, that somebody got assassinated by the assassin.
I suppose in Roman times it would be a bit slightly easier, wouldn't it? Yes. Not so easy. Can't
getting
have an S-bend now.
No,
oh,
yes.
S-bend, U-bend. Oh, I don't know. Anyway.
This is an interesting one. "Every year, my dad took me to the Lord Mayor's show in London. I really enjoyed it, apart from one float that always appeared for the army. It had soldiers on it in camouflage with dirt on their faces and foliage strewn around their helmets. I used to find it terrifying."
Random, but
yeah,
we hear
fair
you.
Enough, yeah.
What was that film called, The Plant That Came Alive? Day of the Triffids?
Oh, A Little Shop of Horrors.
Or Little Shop of Horrors, absolutely. Fucking freaked me right out when I watched at age 7, actually. I've been afraid of the dark ever since.
This one's good. "From a toddler until about the age of 7, I was apparently scared of eggs."
What?
"It's a family joke that I'd start shaking and crying when I saw them." What a lovely
kind. So it's not an eating thing, it's just a visual thing.
Just the idea of an egg, the very thought of an egg.
Nosy Bonk. Oh my God.
Yes.
Do you remember Nosy Bonk?
Now, what was the programme called?
Was it Jigsaw?
I think it was. Yes. And Nosy Bonk.
He was horrible.
A big sort of very white.
Yes.
With a huge nose.
Yes.
Kind of reminded me. Have you ever seen A Clockwork Orange, the movie A Clockwork Orange?
No, I haven't.
Okay, but yeah, the droogs or whatever they're called in that, it's a similar kind of scary.
Yeah, I remember.
Scary.
Because why else would I remember exactly what Nosy Bonk looks like? Yeah. It was just random and weird, and why? Why do they do that in kids' programmes?
I don't know. I mean, this whole thread I found slightly. sort of, it triggered a lot of really quite terrifying memories for me. Somebody else was talking about mascots. And I remember, well, Ronald McDonald, I found absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
Like why you would expose children to that scary clown. But also Mr. Wimpy, the Wimpy chain.
Oh, yeah.
They used to have a mascot and he was like a beef eater.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't see his eyes. And he sort of, there was something so eerie about Mr. Wimpy.
Oh, that sounds awful. Best thing is just to have a Knickerbocker Glory and forget about it.
Yes, yes. Or a Rum Baba. That was the sophisticated choice.
Hello. I mean, so much of this stuff. I hate to be boring, but emu.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I think I was once attacked by emu. I'm sure otherwise, or I've made it up. But I seem to remember thinking he won't attack me. And of course he did.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was deeply weird. The whole thing about a man just, if you put your arm in a puppet, you can do what you like with it. I think that was the... But you're being tickled, or like that's Mr. Tickle again, you know, that is all.
I'm having to
stuff.
Read that to my daughter now, and I hate it.
Yeah,
I hate it. Anyway.
I loved the Mr. Men, but I did find Mr. Tickle like a little bit scary.
Absolutely.
Another one that resonated with me, and again, this is for our older listeners, Tales of
you
the
Unexpected.
You mean
me, don't you?
No one out there is as old as us. There is a program called Tales of the Unexpected. So for our younger listeners, they were spooky tales.
Really badly acted.
Really, no, I mean, you know, they were sort of, yeah. But it was, the theme song, it was some women silhouetted, nudie ladies silhouetted, kind of in flames dancing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was because the programme was scary or because...
The music,
but something about
everything.
That was terrifying. And it is not just me.
But it was still compulsive viewing. You'd still watch it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I still remember episodes. Do you remember the one where the woman was trying to date a younger man? And I think it was Hayley Mills, actually. Oh, my God, how can I remember all this? And then they killed her in the end by giving her a facial. But actually, the facial was poison.
Ooh.
And then it went do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
We should definitely get the box set of that. And we'll have a night in watching
those. I would absolutely watch that.
I'd be delighted with that. Somebody, talking about things that you watched as a child, my brother was scared by the lion that roars at the start of some films.
It is a bit of a fright, isn't it?
Ah, yeah. Or the big man with a gong. That was the other one. There was the rank gong.
Okay, that just sounds wrong.
That man's big gong. That man dong. The man with his big dong.
Oh, Mystic Meg. I hated her. I mean, I didn't find her scary, but I found it very annoying. The character, obviously.
I could see
person.
How you could find her a bit creepy, though.
Yeah.
I could see how you could have been scared of her.
Natural
I do
watery.
Not understand this one, but I find it hilarious. Someone says, I was a bit scared of William G. Stewart when my grandmother watched 15 to 1. He looked and sounded like a very strict teacher. Okay, yeah, maybe you were.
Yeah, he totally did. But
teacher.
I've got another one that's just so random. Mm. The weird fluorescent green juice stuff that tinned mushy peas came in.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Were you scared of it?
Oh, I mean, I am now.
It's like alien food, isn't it?
Yes, that would scare you. That would definitely scare you. Oh, the huge kitten on the side of the tower on the goodies.
I don't remember that, but it sounds terrifying.
It really was. It actually was a little bit scary for me.
I love this.
Program.
The Mind the Gap voice on the tube.
Yes.
It is a bit barky, isn't it?
Well, yes, and ominous.
And also the way he goes, Mind the Gap.
Yes, Mind the Gap. Although, you know, very necessary. Film related. E.T. How is that even a kid's film? Still can't look at him now. Yeah. E.T. is a weird thing. My nephew, who I hope won't mind me saying this because he's in his 20s now, but we took him to see E.T. and he lasted, once E.T. came on the screen, he was out of that cinema.
I'm not surprised.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Don't laugh, I've never seen E.T. Don't laugh at me, don't laugh at me, don't laugh at me.
Okay, a good laugh movie, at me. But E.T. is, no. Someone else puts, the awful flying monkeys in The Wizard of Oz. They still scare me.
Oh, they are terrifying.
You are not alone,
so much
friend.
In The Wizard of Oz is frightening. I love this one. In Crossroads, somebody woke up from a coma. It scared the shit out of me. I don't know why. 1 minute they were lying in a coma and the next their eyes opened. I found it absolutely terrifying.
Oh, I mean, of all the scary things about Crossroads, I remember there was one, someone died in Crossroads on, like they were walking home on Christmas Eve or something.
Oh, God.
And they got run over and that absolutely terrified me. In fact, the worst one was Coronation Street. When I was probably, I think about 7, Alf Roberts, who owned the corner shop, him and his wife were driving and a lorry crashed into them.
Yeah.
And she, and again, I mean, the acting or the and the makeup and everything, I think sort of she had a bit of blood coming out of her mouth. And I would not let my mum get into a car. Didn't mind about my dad. He was fine.
Funny that.
But for about 6 months, I was terrified every time she got in a car.
Wouldn't. Absolutely, but you would be, wouldn't you? Because it represents your parents. This is fantastic. The ITV sports results teleprinter on a Saturday night used to drive my dad nuts because I'd be wailing and crying while he was trying to check his pool's coupon.
Oh, imagine you'd. Shut up. My dad would have been furious about that. Oh, do you know, I was talking earlier about Ronald McDonald and Mr. Wimpy. We've got a full house here because someone was terrified of the KFC Colonel. Maybe it was because they thought he had a tiny body. You know the way that it looks
brilliant,
like he's got a tiny body on a massive head.
Fantastic. But, this is making me hungry. The boiler in our bathroom cupboard, which was covered in some sort of dark insulated padding. My sister told me it was a witch. And I was terrified.
Yeah, siblings have a lot to answer
especially
for, don't
sisters.
They? This one's so sweet. When I was a preteen, I was terrified of spontaneous human combustion, so slept with a fire extinguisher next to my bed. As if you spontaneously combust, you've got time to reach for
Same.
The fire extinguisher.
Yes, exactly.
I do remember human combustion being a thing, though.
Maybe
whoever this poster is watched the same programme as we, which was, there was some programme, I think it might have been Arthur C. Clarke's World of Strange Powers, where, and they tried to explain it, and it was like, maybe you melt like a candle. It was that we're basically made of wax.
Yeah.
And you just go up.
Well, I know I am.
Candle, yeah.
80% cheese, 20% wax.
A lot of baby bells are ingested in your house, so.
I am just basically a giant baby bell.
Yes, I was, spontaneous combustion was a big worry for me as a child as
well. Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. Do you remember the Invisible Man TV programme that was on in the early 80s? So the only reason you would know he was invisible was there was always something that was moving around, like a shirt collar or something, and it was really freaky. Mm-hmm. But I love the invisible, because everyone, we all want to be invisible. That was another thing, wasn't it? It's like, I can make myself invisible. Anyway, I remember being quite freaked by that as well.
These things that scared us. I tell you, this is a... this brought it all coming back to me. In The Neverending Story, when the white horse gets sucked up by the mud or quicksand, I was terrified of walking on mud in case it got me after that. And someone else put quicksand.
Yeah.
And that was a thing when we were kids.
It was a thing, I remember.
Oh, quicksand.
Basically, our childhood was just chapters of people trying to terrify us with shit.
It says it.
Yeah. What should we scare the living shit out of them with this week?
This is the tale of someone who spontaneously combusted after getting sucked into some quicksand.
Someone said earlier that the Metro Goldwyn Mayer would have been the line, wouldn't
it?
Someone just said here the Esso Tiger. That's so British, I love that.
That's
just the Esso Tiger.
There was that threatening music when you saw the Esso Tiger.
Oh yes.
In fact, I tell you what used to scare me. There was an advert for oil. And it was like an oil thing dripping.
Yes, Castrol GTX.
Castrol GTX.
Hello,
with really scary music.
Yes. Doo-doo-doo-doo. It was like big cello music, wasn't it? Yes. I know.
Guys.
How did we ever, function in the real world? We're scared of everything. Car oil.
It makes me feel, though, much more sympathetic towards my kids, because sometimes they do, like there was an episode of Doctor Who that my kids are still scared of
now. No.
which was the one where it's the kids with gas masks on. Have you seen that one?
Yeah,
from
heard about it. Yeah,
Doctor Who, and you do think, God, yeah, it's awful that those things. That's probably going to stay with them for life.
Yeah,
now.
Just the way that this stuff has stayed with us.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Anyway, don't have nightmares, guys.
No.
At least we all know we're all scared. Let's sing it one more time and just get through our fears together. Do 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 do. Just please don't be scared. You're not going to spontaneously combust. You're fine.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now, as you know, a good deal of my week is spent with a Silent Pool gin perusing the brilliant classic threads board. It really is way too much of my time. It's nice, though, now because my husband comes up and says, what are you doing? And I'm like, it's work. Totally working. That's what I'm doing. So this week I came upon this little gem, which is, what is the oddest thing someone has done when you have visited their house?
Oh, right. My goodness. And get the popcorn, people.
Extreme. So the original post was about someone's brother who put sheets down when their daughter was coming in her wheelchair. Like, way to make people feel comfortable in your house, because he didn't want the wheelchair to be like on the carpet.
Oh my
and
goodness.
Also was very, anyway, this weird brother, he was just weird, right? But as always, it turns out he was not the weirdest person out there. Because there's some extraordinary
they
things.
They are. I mean, some of them are very fruity, and we will get to them in a second,
yeah,
shall we? But let's start with this one. Drove 150 miles to see friends we hadn't seen for a year. When we got there, they were watching 24 and proceeded to watch two episodes back to back before they would even speak to us.
Yep, yep.
Normally, yep. Impeccably polite. Are you sure?
Well, do you know, those sort of people just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So someone else was invited for dinner at 7:30. When we arrived, both host and her hubby were in their PJs and remained so throughout the night. I mean, I kind of think, all right, that's, it's what you do in your own home. I mean, the problem is, I do read through quite a lot of these and I think, oh God, I can imagine me doing that.
Oh, I love this. I think
if I was comfortable with a friend, I might, I might just say, look, you know what, we're just watching the telly.
Yeah. But the fact that these people have posted this shows that they thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
I do.
But listen to this. Please tell me you haven't done this. I went to a colleague and his wife's house for dinner. Colleague, so not, yeah, not
yeah,
friend.
Not like a mate. Yeah.
There on the hob, next to the cooking dinner, were his underpants being boil washed clean.
Oh, yes.
Mm-mm. Would you like a side of underpants?
That's a bit much. I'm just trying to think if I was sterilising my moon cup, whether I would also boil. No, I probably wouldn't. I'm not that weird. Although, shall we move into, I really shouldn't give away so much information. Shall we move into another subset? This is animal related ones. Went to someone's house for a meal. Their pet poodle had a place set at the table. I just remember being sat opposite this dog, which had a bib on while it slurped ice cream off a plate. And that, I get, people are weird about their pets, right? So that's okay. That's
oh my
fine.
Goodness. Okay, this is my favourite, I think.
Okay.
I went to somebody's house where, at the front door, before being allowed over the threshold, I was given two choices, mm-hmm. Lucy.
Yes.
One, I could remove my shoes and put on a pair of brand new slippers provided by the owner, pay £10 and be allowed to take them home with me afterwards. Or two, remove my shoes, not put on the slippers, but slip plastic covers over my socks. Which one would you go for, Lucy?
I mean, I like slippers. But paying £10, so she was going to be charged £10.
Yeah, if she wanted to, take them home. It's a bit like being in a hotel, yes, except it's your friend's house.
But so you weren't allowed to wear the slippers if you didn't buy them, because otherwise you take the socks off and put a plastic cover over.
You know what? I just don't know anymore. I've just given up on this person.
I'd go for the plastic covers. It's yeah. like being at the swimming pool, yeah, isn't yeah. it?
She went. She went for option two. Gosh. Well done, that lady.
I mean, it's such a thing now, isn't it? Taking you, because we never took any shoes off when we went round to people's houses in the 80s, and now I instinctively
you just always ask. It's like, or start taking them off and or whatever, yeah. because I get that. But I just, why are people weird about it?
People are so weird about it. People being weird about cleanliness. This one I really like. Went to see some friends on a hot summer's day. The kids had ice cream, whilst the husband hovered with a cloth, wiping up any drips they made on the concrete patio.
Oh God! As I mean, you just feel at home.
Yeah, just relax, guys. Just relax in our home. Treat it as your own.
Went with new and foreign dear partner to stay with university friend and her soon-to-be husband. We arrived after a long journey at midday to find they'd already had their lunch. What are they, toddlers? That evening, after we had paid for dinner and cooked it, we were forced into a tedious game of Trivial Pursuit. Remember, I have a non-English speaking bloke with me, together with a guided tour of the bloke's Chelsea football shirt collection that he'd built a special case for at the top of the stairs. I don't care if this outs me and she reads it, we were treated appallingly.
We're sort of giving more of a chance of her being outed by the fact we're reading it out on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And also made to watch his box set of erasure videos.
God, I would not expect, if you'd said box set of, the last thing I would have expected was erasure.
Do you know what
I mean, we all liked erasure.
Well, yeah, back in the day.
We did. Give little respect to me. They didn't
the
give any respect.
Is back. No, they? Oh, very they good. But listen to this. Next morning, I asked if I could have a shower and he said no.
Wow. These people didn't want you to come and stay, the subject.
And you
here,
had to stay overnight. How awful.
Oh,
I think,
man.
I would have just like tried to bail, maybe round about lunchtime when they didn't give you any lunch.
As soon as you arrive and they say, no, we've already had lunch, it's midday, you'd go, right, well, we're going to go and get something to eat and then make alternative arrangements.
Absolutely. Oh.
Although it's easy to say that in hindsight, but we are all polite people. This is a good, really weird one. Again, when you have to stay overnight, my boss and his wife went to stay with her old friends and slept in a bed they later discovered was full of cold cooked spaghetti.
Okay. I mean, I just hope that the children put it there.
I mean, you don't know how that happened, do you?
What the heck? I love this. I know somebody who inspects you for sharp items of clothing and then makes you remove them before you can sit on their furniture. Take that Swiss Army knife out of your pocket right now.
I mean, as you know, I'm not house proud, but the idea of making people remove their clothing...
It's just unbelievable, or just random bits. But as I said,
talking of removing people's clothes,
yeah, it all gets a bit fruity, doesn't it?
There were a lot of, I mean, this is surprising
just,
to me.
I'm going to leave that just really, really unbelievable one to you, because I can't even read it out. Okay. Here we go. At an old friend's, we'd all had a very nice time with plenty of alcohol. Dear husband went to the loo. I went out for a ciggy. When I came back, it was in your face shagging. Dear husband looking like a rabbit caught in the lights, and the couple in question with their privates on display.
Oh my God.
What is wrong? What? That's just, is that just alcohol? What is that normal behaviour?
Oh, I mean, okay, should I do this one?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. I was invited to stay at a friend's house.
Sorry, I feel sick.
With her partner and our children. They suggested we put a film on before bed.
Oh, lovely.
It turned out to be porn, and then they both tried it on with me. Both of them. She's put full stops in there just to give us the true horror. I'd never given either of them any reason to think I'd be up for anything like that. That was very odd. Oh, it's the worst thing, isn't it? Just the idea of... I mean, you know, if people are swingers, fair play, whatever floats your boat. But just the idea of inadvertently.
Yeah. Should we have a nice little film? You're thinking, oh, I don't know, Dirty Dancing? But well, no, dirty something
dancing,
else.
Dancing, yeah. Oh.
Here's one. It's not as mucky, is it? But let's see. But it is about a fight.
Oh, go on.
But we love a good fight. Fight. As a family, we went to stay with another family that we see once or twice a year. Dear partners, friends, really. Whilst there, the other couple had a blazing row, which resulted in a lot of shouting and door slamming upstairs, whilst dear partner was downstairs with their children, ours and hosts. The wife went off in a huff and we sat there not quite knowing what to do or say until dear partner's phone went. It was the host husband phoning from his mobile. During the door slamming, the host wife had managed to break the bedroom door, shutting him in the bedroom and he couldn't get out. Dear partner had to locate a toolkit and release him.
Okay, all right. The drama. People are so weird.
Yeah.
To be honest, I still think the weirdest thing is having a box set of erasure videos.
It's the ABU A-List Adjudicator of the Week.
And now joining us on the line is fantastic blogger Emma Conway, also known as Brummy Mummy of Two. Hello, Emma.
Hiya.
We first met at a Mumsnet event, actually, a few years ago.
Yeah, there is a picture with me, you and Harafa Jin, another lovely blogger.
We'd had a few little glasses of Prosecco that night. That was a fun event. And I've been following you on Twitter ever since and catching up on your progress.
Not in a weird way.
No, I know that sounds like I've been stalking you.
It's like stalker.
You don't mind.
No, it's fine.
But it is such a pleasure to be speaking to you. And I was going to ask you, when I have had a few busy days, I often relax with the long, cool, silent pool gin. But how do you, I know you have a very busy life because I see it when I'm stalking you, so how do you relax, Emma?
I love to relax in front of Real Housewives of anywhere in the world, New York, Orange County, Atlanta, all of them. I'm obsessed.
But which one do you think is the best?
Oh my gosh, New York, hands down. I don't even need to hesitate.
They're savage, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, she's amazing. I just love it.
So if there is a Real Housewives of Birmingham, can we count you in?
Oh, I would be there 100% with some sort of tagline like, I'm the best bab in town, or something terrible.
We love that.
Right,
we love
the commissioning
that.
Editors, if you are listening, yep. Let's get that done.
Get on
right
it.
Now.
Now, Emma, you are this week's A-List adjudicator. So here come your questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Am I being unreasonable to not move my fence?
Do we know why they have to move the fence?
I'm sorry.
We can't give you any context. There are a lot of fence-related issues on
ABU. It's like with my house, it's like, which side of the fence do you own?
Who knows?
Both the neighbours have like knocked on the door and said, can we have 50 quid towards the fence? It's like, but we don't know which side of the fence. I'm going to say they are being unreasonable. Yes.
I've decided. Anything fence related, you've just got to come down on one side of the fence or the other, haven't you? You can't sit on that fence.
That's enough, Lucy.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll move on very quickly. The next one is ABU to not extend a peace offering. Another intriguing one.
I like to be friends with people, so I like to extend a peace offering. I like to kind of get things out of the way and carry on and move on. I bear a grudge, but secretly in my head, so it'd be like a fake peace offering, which probably defeats.
You mean like a cake with a stone in the middle of it, something like that?
Yeah, I'm like, here you go.
I hear you.
The cake
Enjoy.
You've left out of the fridge for a few hours.
I say give the peace offering and move on, but bear a grudge for the rest of your life.
Well, this is going to make the Real Housewives of Birmingham more interesting if we know which grudges you've got. And it's like, oh, she's been round to her house with a cake, which doesn't mean it.
Am I being unreasonable to get a cat?
No, I love cats. Get that cat, get 10. Yeah. We play the cat lady.
You can't have enough cats, can you?
No, lovely.
We've got two, but I could happily take on a few more. My
oh, yeah.
My mother-in-law used to just take on cats willy-nilly. And they were something wrong with them, like a leg missing or an eye gone. Or something. I think that's the best way. So, yeah, good. We're all in agreement. I'm not being unreasonable to get a cat. Am I being unreasonable to think having a multi-bolty billionaire in the family is tricky? I like the fact they've used multi-bolty billionaire. Mm-hmm.
Multi-bolty.
I don't know what a multi-bolty millionaire is. It may be a typo.
Very brummy, isn't that? Is it like a bolty millionaire? Like a brummy bolty millionaire?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Made your money in bolties. You're very welcome in my house.
Living life. Is it a bit tricky? I reckon that's not unreasonable. I think that would be tricky, yeah. Mm. I think that would be hard work.
Yes.
How do you decide who gets what and how much?
Yes. And if you go out somewhere. Because if you've got a multimillionaire in the family, and then you go, should we go to, let's go to the harvester, and then they don't pay.
Yeah, it's rude. Yeah, no, I think that is tricky. Yeah,
you don't even pay for a harvester. This is ridiculous.
I mean, I'm hoping my family will find out soon enough when I make my my millions. Okay, your final one. Well, I'm going to be multi-bolty millionaire. I'm going to be all the millionaires. The final one, Emma, for you is, am I being unreasonable to not mention the carpet mark? Ooh, intriguing.
Oh, to not mention the carpet mark. I say, no, they're not being unreasonable. I think that's... Haven't all houses got carpet stains? And well, my house has.
Yeah.
I'm looking at one now that looks like a dog wee. Could be a child wee. I don't know.
Don't sniff it. You don't need to know
could
that.
Could be my husband's wee. Who knows?
Yes, they are best swept under the carpet.
Yeah, but can you imagine if you're selling a house and you just like move a bit of furniture on top?
Yeah.
People do that,
yes,
don't they?
Yes.
They do. You have to accept this is going to happen.
I've sometimes just placed a pillow on top, like, so there's just
randomly in the middle of the room.
The living room. Don't move the pillow!
Style.
I do. I like the random, the throw, literally a throw cushion. It's just thrown anywhere that there is a stain. Well, you have been an absolute beacon of reasonability there, Emma. I think you've been amazing. And it's been very much whetting my appetite for The Real Housewives of Birmingham.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. We very much enjoy keeping up with your life, so please continue. If you want to catch up with Emma's lovely life, you can find her on Instagram and YouTube and just everywhere. Go and find Brummy Mummy of Two. And
because you'll be following her.
Yes, yes. If you want to stalk her like I do, then that's what to do. Thank you so much,
Thank
Emma.
You.
Lovely to speak to you.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
There will be another A-list adjudicator next week.
Now, this week, a particular thread on the board has caught mine and Asma's attention, and it would appear that we might have rather different views. So we were arguing about this privately. We thought, no, let's take it to you. And indeed, let's settle it once and for all and leave the ultimate answer in the hands of our very own Roger Tilling.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a definitive verdict from Roger. Tell him what the question was.
Right, well, this it's quite a long one, but bear with me. So every day without fail, one of our senior administrators comes in on time, gets herself settled, then spends 10 minutes in the kitchen constructing a complicated bowl full of breakfast. She takes the bowl to her desk and slowly eats in the open plan office until around 9:30 a.m. She then signals the start of her workday by returning her bowl to the kitchen. Anyone who approaches her regarding work prior to the bowl's return is met with a withering look and an, excuse me, I'm eating my breakfast, as though they've walked into her own kitchen out of hours and demanded a favour. I'm her manager. I'm starting to get complaints, both about her commandeering an additional 30-odd minutes break and also about the tart rebuke she gives anyone who dares interrupt her morning ritual. I'm just going to say, just paraphrase this quickly, that apparently she is a fantastic employee.
Yeah.
And without this woman, the whole shebang would probably fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, am I being unreasonable to let this breakfast nonsense play on? My colleagues seem to think so and are salty with me for my inaction thus far.
Mm.
Right, Lucy. This is happening on work time, love.
So this poor woman who posted this got very little sympathy or love from the ABU crew. And everyone seemed to feel that she should tell this woman not to have her breakfast. But I feel strongly and passionately that I must defend this woman's right to breakfast.
What?
And her
during
manager's
work?
Right to not. I listen, right? You turn up to work somewhere. Mm. They don't own you, right?
You're but they're paying
in
you.
Work, they're paying you. But, you know, she's in work. Mm. She's physically present. And I don't think there's anything that unreasonable about just, you know, whatever you do to ease yourself into your day. Mm-hmm. Maybe it takes you 30 minutes just to have some slow-release carbohydrates that will then fuel you to do it. But she's doing a good job. Mm. This is her thing. Mm. And what it is, it's the other employees doing that thing that we all do it of going, oh, I don't think why she should get half an hour extra that I didn't get. It's like, well, if that's what she needs to do, that's what she needs to do.
But why can't she have her breakfast before she comes to work?
Because it doesn't work out like that.
Why not?
Well, I think it's really important to eat properly. And sometimes, you know, in the morning, some of us have different constitutions. Maybe she has a...
You mean hungover, don't you?
Appointment with the doctor. You always assume the worst of me. I just think she might have a busy life at home. You don't know what's going on there. She might have a filthy kitchen. Who knows? Not that I'm speaking from personal experience, but if this is what she needs to do to get into the day, I think it's absolutely fine. And I think it was...
No, hang on a minute. Okay. Hang on,
right,
hang on.
Come on then. Come
why can't in. She... That's fine. Okay, I get that. We have, some of us have stressful home environments, blah, blah. Come into work half an hour earlier. Do your breakfasty bowl returns thing and then start your work at 9 o'clock. That's when you should be doing it.
I mean, there is an argument for that, I would say. But, well, I don't know. You're still there and you're in the work environment and you're just easing yourself into
it. But she won't do any work. If she's actually asked to do any work, she's saying, no, excuse me, I'm eating my breakfast.
I just really like the sound of it.
I know.
I just really like the sound of
it. I'd quite like to do that as well, actually, but I don't have the nerve.
As it was put, yeah. I just think it's great to go, nah. Like, what I picture her as is like when my cat's feeding and one of the other cat comes up and they're like, that is how I feel about food quite often. I'm like, just leave me to eat.
Absolutely. No, yes, but in your own time. No. The thing is, right, I feel very strongly that she shouldn't do this, especially because people are actually coming up to her, apparently. They're probably just doing it to get the reaction,
yes,
aren't they? Let's face
it. They want to be told
yeah,
up so
absolutely,
they can go in.
So they can go in, absolutely. But she is still, you know, she's just like decided, so this half an hour, I'm just not going to work. And I think that's just a bit rubbish, okay? But what I will say is that there are a lot of people out there who don't visibly waste time with their breakfast but do fuck all anyway.
That's
Let's
it. That's
face
it.
It.
And everyone's
That's
wasting
the problem,
time
isn't it?
Work.
She's being honest about it, but she's still wrong. She's
no,
wrong, wrong, wrong.
I
yes,
think
yes,
she
yes.
is a great role model and example. Listen, I'm going to sit here now. Here I go. Right. Going to get myself. Don't talk to me, asthma.
Oh, she's got a cup of filtered water. She knows how to live.
You've had your banana. You sat there casually eating a banana when I was working like a dog, you know. No, I think this woman is an inspiration and a legend and should be allowed to continue.
No, I think she should be sacked.
Okay.
No, I don't. No, I don't think she should be sacked. But I think she should, if she wants to have her breakfast, she should just factor it in and get there at 8:30, do her big bowl shenanigan thing until 9 o'clock, at which point she should just slobber and let everyone else.
Yeah, and then she can just go on, you know, go and start ordering her online shopping or whatever everyone else is
exactly.
doing. Okay, well, I think that we have stated our positions
we
very
have.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. But Roger, which one of us is being unreasonable?
Asma, you are being unreasonable.
Hang on a minute. That's
Thank
ridiculous.
Yes.
That is just ridiculous.
I knew Roger
I was
would
with
see
I was with the majority of the posters.
You were, but you were all wrong.
No,
because,
no, 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 no.
You know, let's stick it to the man. Stick it to the man. Eat your food when you want. Sit at your desk and have a feast.
Crunch your muesli loudly.
Do it.
Well, I have to say, I'm quite pissed off about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
can you see that in my face?
Suck up.
I'm not
that
happy.
Breakfast.
I did not see that one coming. Well, listen, that is it for another edition of ABU Podcast. I am going to fight Lucy in the corridor now. And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
No, you won't. You won't be fit for it in 2 weeks' time.
So yes. Until then, bye bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Am I Being Unreasonable? Brought to you by Mumsnet. Presented by Lucy Porter and Asma Mir, and produced by Amanda Redman. You can contribute to the forum by registering at mumsnet.com. Follow them on Twitter at Mumsnet Towers and Insta at Mumsnet. And get in touch with the podcast by writing to AibuPod, that's AibuPod, at gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks to Acast for hosting, and most of all, thank you for listening.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet, in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.